Who do I have true allegiance to? My house or the guild? More likely, I'm gonna say that while I am a guild agent, I am also a spy, and I was raised to be a spy. My people are espionage agents. This is what we do. So, what must be done is to get my hands on that information. Copies of that research. So, from the Highliner, I will attempt to gather that information, what reports have been sent up, that sort of thing. And I feel like, as opposed to having to roll to collect it, I need to roll to see if I am interrupted. The best roll I got, best thing I could do is danger. So, I'm going to spend some points. I'm going to give myself as game master threat, and I am going to burn a momentum buying extra dice. I'm going to call this duty and understand, so it is a 15 target number. Four dice. Please don't go D&D on me. Roll low. One. Two, three, and there's four. No ones, but I got four successes. So, yay. Got me some more momentum. I am going to draw to see if there is danger to be. Yep. So now I need to test unobtrusive to see if I can kind of fade out and hide. When, let's say, I was trying to copy the information and can't get out of the room in time, so now I need to kind of hide. Well, basically, for lack of a better word, I need to blend in and disappear. So let's burn that momentum I just bought. I just got, not bought. And we're talking 13, a target number. All right, so that's three successes, but I also rolled a 20. I am going to burn my determination. Gained a determination at the start of the session. That allows me to reroll. That's four successes. So, bam. Okay, so I'm able to slip away with the information I got. Let's just draw for it. Did I get all the tech, all the reports and information on this technology? Yes, I did. So I made the copies, but was not able to. I was about to be discovered, so I slipped away.
Knights of the Tabletop presents Ronin Role Playing.
An actual play role-playing podcast, run and played entirely solo by your host, Scormy.
Does that mean it's going to suck on ice? Probably.
Oh, he's not that bad. You've actually had this show before, right? The master is an absolute joke.
Dwarf, hand me over an ale and the popcorn. I smell a powerful failure coming on this episode. Get your own damn snacks, monster!
Pipe down, all of you! Now then, here's your host, Scormy!
Greetings all, and welcome back to Ronin Role Playing Podcast. I'm your host, Scormy, and today, we come to the end of the line. It is our last episode playing Dune Adventures in the Imperium, at least for this month. It may return on a future season. But I know I have had a good time playing this game. I've really enjoyed it. So that's great. We will also be using, as usual, the Game Master's Apprentice, the sci-fi deck this time, as we have all month. It has worked out fabulously. Now then, I'm not going to do a big recap. There's a whole freaking month's worth of episodes to recap. No thank you. Go back and listen to them. Go back to the start. Listen, this is the fifth episode this month. I ain't got no time for that. Anyway, we're on board a Guild Highliner in the same system as the planet Ziv, which is a rather toxic little world that was being terraformed. But there's some baddies in a lost Guild Highliner. Yes, it was believed to have been destroyed years ago, but apparently somebody took it. And that's not great. Not something you'd hope for. So, the Guild is here because they want to find out, first of all, what happened to all that awesome technology that we are finding on the planet. Also, find that Highliner. And that navigator, we want them back. The Sardaukar were given to us because, yeah, the Emperor wants that planet back. Even though it's a toxic little world, it's got a bunch of technology that we've never seen before. It is more advanced than even the most advanced technology the Imperium has. So, that's a must-have. Oh, they've got information on it, but we don't have it. We have to assume, of course, that the people who have that stolen Highliner are the ones responsible for that advanced technology. If I had to guess, if I was a betting spy, which I'm not, I would say probably the Ixians are involved here. They're the ones immoral enough to do something like this, to make a whole colony of terraformers just disappear. But that has yet to be seen. We have a team that's supposed to be assembled to go and meet on board one of these raiders, let's call them, on board one of their warships in orbit of Ziv. So, our team, of course, being competent and yet expendable, also are being sent to meet up. Good for us. But we have to find some Sardaukar to embed with us who won't stand out like a sore thumb. So let's see if I can manage to pick out some guys that can blend into their surroundings. Yes. How many can I find? Five. I pick out five. Will I be allowed to take five highly trained Sardaukar, take away their weapons, and put them in Guild uniforms and make them sit down, shut up, and wait to commit violence? Otherwise, just observe. Will the Jarl Gowri, the Sardaukar commander, allow me to do this? Yes. Reluctantly. But yes, he doesn't like this at all. He thinks we should just go blow them up. But that's his mindset. As members of the Spacers Guild, they have a literally priceless Guild Highliner. And even more priceless, they have one of our navigators who can fold space. We must get them back. There's no question to that. So, we'll provide guild uniforms to the Sardaukar and head out on our actually quite heavily armed transport to the meeting point. Of course, Guild Diplomat Halkus will be leading the negotiations, but as always, my job is to hang back, observe, and pass along information that I see through subtext and body language and whatnot that maybe she did not observe or confirms what she suspects. Also, to gather as much information as I can for guild intelligence and, of course, for House Asuka, of which I am a member. Does anything untoward occur while transporting to the meeting site? No, it does not. At least it doesn't appear to. I believe there's no need to make a danger sense check here. Obviously, we are in extreme danger. Things be bad, and we're not liking it. Let's see. To be honest, I think I made the wrong character. This character isn't very exciting. I would have been better off making a Fremen and fighting the Harkonnens. That would have been a lot more fun, I think, but oh well. This is the game we have. This is the adventure we have. Things will be different next week. Oh, yes, they will. Anyway, what do we find on a arrival? Can I get any context clues here? There'll be the sound of a very loud bang. And it appears we're being tethered to the other ship. And they're now commanding us to open our hatches and prepare to be boarded. Hasuka makes some comment about how this being highly irregular, and one of the Sardaukar will make some comment in return about, is this your first time negotiating with pirates? Does that put her on her heels? No, but I suspect she'll throw him a withering stare. She's good at that. Meanwhile, I suppose we wait quietly, just sitting in a conference room, waiting to be told what to do. Of course, there's the other crew that's running the ship, but we sit and wait quietly in our comfortable little lounge. I'm envisioning it's got a variety of comfortable chairs around a table. Good for actually having a meeting like this, to be honest. With Hasuka at the front, I'm more towards the back, where I can just, in a good spot to observe everybody, but also not just another face in the guild contingent. So let's draw to see if there's a bit of information to go with here. I'll say the door opens, slides into the wall, and a drone floats into the room. A drone. Interesting. I believe a rather tinny voice will come across from the drone, asking who is in charge here. I draw from the deck tells me that one of the Sardaukar is not able to keep his mouth shut and starts to raise his hand, or more likely starts to stand up. And is he near me? Yes. So I will just nudge him. Does that get him to pay attention and not stand up? No, he still stands up and barks out some, "What is the meaning of this?" And I assume Hasuka would look down the table towards our end of the table, you know, where the people are supposed to be relatively invisible and not really pay it, you know, being paid any mind, with a withering stare at, like, this is the best you could get from the Sardaukar. The drone will, the voice over the drone will say, "You will follow me." And as everybody starts to stand, because, you know, we all assume everybody goes with them for the meeting, and the voice of the drone will say, "No, just him." So, does the Sardaukar realize now that he just completely messed this all up? Oh, it's good to know that the arrogance of the Sardaukar has no end. No! He pushes his chair back and haughtily walks to the door and follows the drone out. I assume Haukus, our diplomat, is currently burrowing a deadly stare through the forehead of every other member of the Sardaukar. There were five of them that got picked to go along, with a look of, "What the hell are you doing?" Now, let me think. I need some inspiration here. This is, I mean, we're completely out of the context. How are we supposed to be involved in any of this? Ooh. I think after a bit of a wait, maybe a half hour or so, the door will open again. And a male dressed in rather utilitarian jumpsuit, gray with black markings, will come to the door. "Guild diplomats, please follow me." And we'll all stand and fall in line behind Haukus, as we normally would have had Sparky not popped up and done something stupid. Now, I doubt I really need to make a listen check here, but do I? I will check the Oracle. Yes. They're talking quietly enough that I would have a hard time hearing what the male in the jumpsuit is saying to our diplomat. So let me make a listening check. Of course, I have a 6 there, and I will combine that with truth. So I'm trying to uncover secrets here, so that's a 14. Let's buy some dice. Pop that down again. Okay. Give me some dice. And I said the target number was 14. Okay, let's do this. Ouch. Well, there's four successes, but there's also a 20, which comes with a complication. I'm going to say that I'm able to listen in, but in doing so, what was said caused me to trip up. Okay, so that is, by the way, that's four successes. I rolled five dice, so get three more back. So there's that. Anyway, getting that momentum to burn. Anyway, I'm going to say that the unknown male is speaking quietly with Haukus, and she gasps at something he said. He basically said it was unfortunate that the guild resorted to deceit when they came in good faith. It is further unfortunate that you brought Sardaukar along with you. And Haukus is trying to cover as best she can, but was rattled. How did they know? She's not saying as such. But this caused me to lose my step and basically drew attention to myself. There are no other apparent guards in the area. But the question is, we have four observant Sardaukar here. This is what they were sent for. Have they heard any of this? That would be a true complication. Yes. So, are they going to take this as a reason to go into full kill mode and try to retake the ship on their own? Okay, so if you've ever used the Game Master's Apprentice Oracle, in the upper left, you have your likely odds. You have bad odds, even odds, and good odds. You can choose from. I tend to use even odds, unless something else is more appropriate. Well, it didn't matter because when I drew on that question of do the Sardaukar go and do something else stupid, every single one of those were yes. Well, with the exception of the even odds, which was emphatic, yes. Basically, an absolutely, oh yeah. Oh wait, they're doing it already. These four trained killers go rushing through the group of the diplomatic team up towards the person leading the group wherever we're going to go. Oy. So how screwed are we? I'm thinking fairly screwed. But, hard to tell at this moment. Not a fan of this. I am not a fan of this at all. I have no skills to help in this regard. None. I guess I can still act, but this is not the type of character I'm supposed to have. I think the best option would be to try to dodge off into another room and let them do their slaughtering on this guy and then rush forth and do whatever they're going to do. Is Haukus going to try and stop this blatant assault? Yes. Does she get harmed while doing this? Yep. Is it fatal? No, but she is badly injured. as the trained murderers go and try to take out this one man. But alarms will start going off. And are we still in the original transport, or did we get over to the unknown warship? No, we are not in our original ship. So great! We have to get back onto our own ship. Assuming we can. Yeesh. All right, so. Options, 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 options. Well, the first option my character would normally think of, because I am more of a stealthy type, hide in the shadows type guy, would be to find a palm tree and hide behind it. You know, go find a quiet place to disappear and stay there until you can figure out something. Unless there's some sort of other protocol for this. It's a weird situation to think about. Because normally, guild personnel are pretty much untouchables. You do not screw with the guild or their people. Because we control interstellar travel. Without the guild, you're screwed. So any faction that screws with the guild tends to never, you know, get their planet gets erased from the intergalactic maps, and no one ever goes there again. They are isolated. Fine. Okay. But here we have a rogue group, these pirates, or whatever you want to call them, these extremely high-tech pirates, whatever you might call them. Anyway, they have a eyeliner of their own. They have one of our ships capable of interstellar flight, and moreover, they have the navigator to fold space, or so it would appear. So that's not great, because now we have zero leverage. They literally do not need the guild. So what do we offer them? What could we possibly offer? Nothing. Why the hell are we doing this? Yeah. We're screwed, aren't we? I'm pretty sure we're screwed. Perhaps the best option here would be to simply not resist. Drop to our knees. Face the nearest, you know, in the hallway. Face the walls. Hands completely visible, maybe placed on the walls so that if reinforcements show up from the pirates or whatever, we're not involved. Or we could run back to the main ship, but it's been boarded. So what do the Sardaukar order? They order us to stay here or go back to the original ship? Is that where they're going? No, they're not ordering anybody. They're just killing. Ooh. Have they killed the guy who was leading us? Or captured? Yes is a killed. No, it's captured. They've captured him. Amazing. They're demanding to know where the other member of their team is. What comes to mind? Is that what they say? No. That would have been a death sentence for him. He refuses to say. He just stands mute. He's been severely beaten, but won't talk, won't answer their questions. But I'm watching him. And I want to see if I can pick up on the context clues that he's giving off. So let's spend some points and roll some dice. We're looking at a 16 with four dice. Ooh, four successes. So I'll take it up to there. And got some more momentum. I think the pirate, or whatever you want to call him, this person in the jumpsuit, instead of answering, his eyes did flick briefly towards one of the windows. This is an exterior hallway, and you can see out of a window into open space. And I will take a look out. Do I see anything? No. Can I approach or get close enough to signal to Haukus without being noted? No. Everything is chaotic. So I'm going to have to just simply approach her openly, aren't I? Yeah, that's what it appears. All right. So I will do that, and I will just walk up to her side and whisper in her ear. They spaced him. Does she betray this on her face? No. She remains stalwart, which is good. I believe that Haukus will... Ooh, does she do that? I have an inspiration. Yes. She will address the leader of the Sadakar team with us. The remaining one, because the other guy went off on, you know, and effectively took over and did something stupid. She'll address the Sadakar and say, gentlemen, do what you wish with this gentleman. But I do believe your teammate is dead. But we still have a mission to accomplish. You can either join us or not. If you choose not to, I suggest you go spend your time fighting the brigands on our transport. We, the rest of us, have a mission, and we will see it through. So please, unhand our guide so that we may conclude our business. Do the Sadakar give us back the brigand? Yes. Do they give him back to us alive? No, they snap his neck and drop him. And then do they leave us and go off to do whatever? Yes. They basically signal each other some messages and then scatter out. Well, damn it. That didn't go well. I believe Haukus will turn to the rest of her team and say, and this is why Military action never works as well as diplomacy. Shall we continue? And we all fall in line behind her. I go back to my usual position. And off we go down the hall. Eventually we'll run into somebody, I guess. Do we? Yes. Do they try to kill us? No, that's good. I'll say we come out on the bridge of the ship. What appears to be a bridge, anyway. And they're all in frenzied, you know, action. All these gentlemen and, people in jumpsuits. Because they're trying to find these four scattered Sardaukar who are scattered out throughout their ship, wreaking havoc. Halkus, the diplomat, will address the group saying, I'm sorry to intrude, but we did come for negotiations on behalf of the guild. Would anyone be so kind to sit down with us so we can discuss the terms? None of them actually stop, but I'll say one of them points towards a door off to the side. And we will all quietly walk over there and the door opens when we arrive. Does anything untoward occur? Yes. There's something shocking inside. Are we all allowed in, or is only the diplomat, Halkus, given entrance? Oh, emphatic yes. We are all granted entrance. It's a large conference room just off the bridge, probably a captain's command room. I'm starting to think Star Trek, but anyway, I know two different sources. Anyway, in this room, there is a portable transport chamber, and inside, it's a very large, like, probably about 15 feet long, a good 10 feet wide or so, sealed environment filled with the floating dust, which is clearly the spice melange. And inside, held up by repulsors, is a navigator. A very sickly-looking navigator, but a navigator just the same. There's also some other guild personnel. They seem a little in better condition. And then there's a few personnel that are in these gray jumpsuits. Let me see. Oh, excellent. Now the negotiations can actually begin. The gentleman in a gray jumpsuit at the head of the table says, please, sit. Halkus will take her seat at the far end of the table, and we'll all fall into various positions. Mine is usually about mid-table, where I can see everything, observe context and whatnot, or I should say listen and look for context clues. Oh, I'm going to say it's unfortunate. That they consider it unfortunate that this research facility was found sloppy on the part of their people, but that they are working to clear up those ends. Let me think. No, Halcus isn't going to consider that. First things first, Halcus is going to request to know the condition of the guild personnel that remained on Ziv when we had to depart so rapidly a month prior. Are they still alive, according to these people? They claimed that they are still alive. By judging their context and by their speaking and whatnot, do I believe this to be the case? Yes. In fact, he's quite friendly. Although he won't give a name or say who they're with. But says that they're absolutely in good condition and have been, you know, kept, well kept by our staff. And they'll be happy to return all guild personnel to our care. There are simply some issues that need to be cleaned up first. And Alcus will want to know their terms for this. Does she request to know about the other, the Imperial personnel or those other two houses? No. At this point, this is guild business. We have one thing we need. We need that navigator. And we need that ship. It's just that simple. So, I think, what would be the best way to go with this? Probably, they'll request to know, these others will want to know, the opposition, let's say. The opposition wants to know why we tried to fool them and bring Imperial Sardaukar with us. Yes, so I'm coming up with ideas and asking the Oracle, Guildmaster's Apprentice, whether it's correct. And so, yes, I got a yes. So I believe Halcus would respond something along the lines of, the guild had no choice in the matter. This was by Imperial decree. So, they decreed that we bring these forces here to take back this planet by force. Our intentions are for one thing, and one thing only. We want our ship back. We want our people back. So, do they believe this? The guild is always the guild, is it not? Concerned only with its internal workings. And Halcus will respond, we are what we are. So, can we strike a deal? What is it you need from us for the return of our personnel, our navigator, and our Highliner? Can I draw for context here? I can see a figure beckoned. I'm going to say that it's one of the attendants right near the opposition negotiator. Probably bends down and whispers something in their ear. Am I able to hear what is being said? Yes, because I have listening, and I'm good at that. I'm going to say there's not a lot of chit-chat going on at this table, too. This is a seasoned diplomatic team. So no need to roll on this. It doesn't sound like language it sounds like digital noise. Let me think. What do they want? Simply this. We want the Spacers Guild to unentangle themselves from Imperial workings. Halkus is, I'm not sure I follow. Soon, the Emperor will find himself in quite the difficult situation, which will require all of his attention. We simply ask that the Guild stay above it. Of course, continue to do as you will, but perhaps not as quickly as you normally would, where preparations for travel may normally take 2 weeks. Make it 3. Follow all of your procedures, especially where it comes to Imperial concerns. You have more of a need to keep your interests to yourself as opposed to politics of the Imperium. Focus on yourself, as you always do, but perhaps a little more closely, and leave the Emperor to his own fate. That's it. You want us to sit on our hands for how long? Oh, you'll know. It will become quite apparent soon enough that an issue is arisen, and you will need to keep to your own affairs soon enough. But leave the Emperor's troubles to the Emperor. You need not embroil yourself in that. And for this, you'll give the Guild back our Highliner, which you came into possession of, and will release our navigator to us. Yes. Unfortunately, he is not as healthy as he once was. Our knowledge of the care and feeding of a navigator is limited at best. So, we did what we could. But I'm sure in time he will recover, in your tender mercies, of course. So there's nothing else you need. This seems oddly generous. Oh no, believe me, you have lost way more than you know. But never fear, because, as I said, in due time this will all become very obvious. But by then it will be too late, and you need not worry, because the Guild, as always, will endure. The Guild will remain, and the Guild will continue to thrive under the new regime. Regime change? Are you planning to overthrow the Emperor? As if that's a joke, Halkus would say. Oh, no, not at all. We won't need to do that. But his fate is already set. We have our own concerns. My comments about staying out of the Imperial affairs is more of personal advice than anything. Just good advice from
friends. I'm sure in time we will be in touch again, and hopefully the guild will remember that we came to you as friends. And you, for one reason or another, did not. But I do hope that in our next exchange, we will be met as friends, and that we will form quite the alliance. And then he'll stand in all the gray outfitted, all the jumpsuit opposition, let's say. I'll write that down. They'll all stand and head out of the room, except for one who will ask that we all remain seated and we will be transported to the Highliner. And he'll step into the other room to make arrangements, apparently. Drawing again to see if my inspiration is correct. Yes. I believe, in short order, we will feel vibration as though we've disconnected from the transport we came on. And the small warship we're on will turn away. Can we see out of the... Yes, we can see. And as we turn away, the transport, the military transport that we came on crosses across our viewport and then silently explodes. Because sound doesn't travel in space. And our ship will, well, our ship, their ship, will speed away from the planet in the opposite direction from the Highliner we came on. Will there be ships from the Highliner we came on launching to chase us? Well, that's a big old yes, obviously. There will be alarms and whatnot going off. And I feel like there's a pretty good chance they'll encounter us. I mean, these are military attack vessels, so will they reach us and try to stop this ship? They will not reach us. All right, I'll draw for inspiration. See if this confirms what I have in mind. Yes. I feel like that we can see a bunch of ships go past us and intercept the Sardaukar warships, their transports, and a laser battle starts up behind us as we speed away. Are we able to see anything ahead of us? Well, I would say it'll take a bit, but eventually the Highliner will become visible behind a moon. And as we enter into the Highliner and are docked inside, are there any warships still in here? No, that seems fair. They all took off to fight off the Sardaukar. We will dock and be escorted out so that they escort us off to where, including the navigator and all the other personnel. And we're dropped into the Highliner
I'm assuming the navigator would be immediately taken to his station. Yes. So, once we've been dropped off, their personnel all jump on board their remaining ship and leave us. So, I think once we are back on this highliner and can signal to the other highliner that we have the ship and all of our crew, the opposition forces, the pirates, whatever you want to call them, you can see them disengaging from the Sardaukar. Will they will the Sardaukar chase? Well, yes, of course they will. But many of them do escape. Is this going to fit my... Yeah, it does. I believe those ships that do escape go around the planet, Ziv, and shortly a massive ship will come out into view. At least the size of a highliner. It is a massive, looks to be a glowing ball. Kind of reminiscent of that glowing ball they found and had the energy ball earlier this month that was found in the vault and was being kept on in a stasis field. But this massive glowing ball, the escaping ships get into it. And when the Sardaukar ships come around the planet, it starts throwing massive beams of energy at them. Do they got a chance? Yeah, they start dodging and trying to escape and, take evasive actions, but it appears to have been just enough to break up their attack, and that ball just folds out of existence. They don't need a highliner, or they have their own engineer. Whatever they just did, they just blipped out. No wonder they were willing to give us the highliner back. It's obsolete. And in doing so, they made a friend in the guild. Or at least we'll be less hostile. Oh, this is ridiculously bad.
Well, I guess we should call it there. So, until next time, remember, you can always drop by squirmy.com for blog, Discord server, podcasts, all your Squirmy-related needs. And until next time, I'm Squirmy, reminding you that if you can't play with your friends, you can always play with yourself.
Again, we didn't expect anyone to actually make it until the end of the show. Demon, be a dear and wake up the announcer, will you?
Do I have to? He's such a dick. Takes one to know one, eh? I will bathe in your blood, little man.
Oh, get out of the way, you idiots. I'll take care of it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Ronin Roleplaying. Please join us again next time for another rousing adventure with your host, Squirmy.